we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back. Good to have you in camp with us today at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and hey, this is our camp house. Welcome. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is built especially for that overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. It very gently and safely over time settles that dog. Learn more about Calming Care and save $5 when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. Busy Camp House today, lots of guests, and we're going to travel all over these great United States to talk to them. We're going to hunt the boat with Keith Marks. And talk to my Northwoods law buddy, Chris Simmons, Warden Chris Simmons with the Maine Fish and Game Department. It's moose season. New stuff on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. Check out the family. Granddaughter Aubrey, son Troy, and I all jumped in the boat and went out in search of a crappie. Aubrey wound up with a crappie in her hand, and that's on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. I also gave her her first boat driving opportunity. She did well. And Doug Phillips, the brother-in-law, I think all he does is fish. He caught his limit of specks and reds and was back home by noon, a great day in the flats. It's fall in the salt water, and that's fun. He's on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com, too. I got a note from the preacher the other day. It was a farm boy education in politics. He explained socialism like this. You have two cows, the government takes one and gives it to your neighbor. Communism, you have two cows, you give them both to the government, and then the government gives you some milk. Fascism, you have two cows, you give them to the government, and the government then sells you some milk. Nazism, you have two cows, the government takes both and shoots you. And capitalism, you have two cows, you sell one and buy a bull. I sat in on a conference call with all the big wigs from Major League Fishing the other day, and they had a big announcement to make. FLW is now the Big Five, as Major League Fishing aligns multiple circuits as one company, unifying Major League Fishing and FLW as one brand, and transitioning all FLW brand assets to MLF. The Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit, Toyota Series, Phoenix Bass Fishing League, Abu Garcia College Fishing, and High School Fishing all will now carry the MLF logo and continue the five biggest fish format. A brand new website that builds on the existing sites streamlines your tournament entries and provides cutting-edge gear and tactics. That new website will be out in early 2021, and I think Boyd Duckett's going to join me on the show to talk about it next week. There are 8 Alabama natives fishing the Bassmaster Elite on Lake Guntersville, Alabama this weekend. Or there were, anyway. They're down to the top few and will crown a $100,000 champion and a big blue trophy this afternoon. Bows are tuned up and sighted. Platform stands are set. And it's opening day of archery season in Texas for whitetail and mule deer and turkeys, too. In Michigan, bow season opened on Thursday. If you hunt Michigan, check that 2020 Hunting Digest at Michigan.gov. There's a link at KinderOutdoors.com. It's got all your deer hunting regulations. In fact, no matter what state you hunt, we've got a quick link to your fish and game folks at KinderOutdoors.com. The heartbreaking life of a bird dog man, a quail hunter. You folks that own and train and sweat and toil and drive and suffer with your bird dogs know what I'm talking about. You put in all that work and just keep everything you've got crossed, hoping for a good bird season. Never know. One good bird season might lead to half a dozen horrible years. Things are not looking good in Oklahoma. West Texas and western Oklahoma are the last stronghold of the bobwhite quail. The 2020 August Roadside Quail Observation Survey shows the statewide quail index in Oklahoma down from 2019, dropping from 2.88 to 1.68. 68% below the 31-year average of 5.33, 45% below the 10-year average. Up in Wisconsin, whooping crane number 3817 has successfully become a mother. Hey, that's big news. She produced the first wild whooping crane chick to hatch and fledge from Horicon Marsh, Wisconsin, ever. And this is the second time that this crane has made history. The offspring arrived 3 years after its mother hatched, captive-reared near Maryland, and was transferred to Wisconsin, becoming the first known whooping crane ever to spend the winter in Wisconsin instead of migrating south. That's one tough bird. And here's an equally tough trout. On July 11th, an angler on Lake Ontario caught a trout with a tag attached to its dorsal fin. The angler removed the tag and investigated, determined that that fish was tagged in 2018 as part of the Greater Wellsville Fishing Derby, 140 miles and three dams away up the Genesee River. Does a thunderstorm send your dog just bonkers, tearing up the furniture, tearing up the house, freaking out? Calming Care. Learn more about it. Folks are having tremendous results with Calming Care. Not a drug. It settles the nervous or overactive dog. KinderOutdoors.com for more info.
I'm Best Angler Mike McClellan, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe, like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Entries are pouring in from all over America in our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. And why not? It's your chance to win a Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon bow rifle combo hunting blind, sitting on a 5-foot tower with a porch, ladder, handrail, and then a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery Wild Game Processing and Event Center. The package is valued at more than $6,000. We're going to give it away just before Christmas, and we might as well give it to you. Go to kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com, and get yourself registered. And if you will like and follow Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, you're going to get bonus opportunities to enter. Some folks have already taken advantage of that. So, Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, kinderoutdoors.com. Get entered. Well, let's make a little run up to Branson, Missouri at Kinder Outdoors. Visit with my buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, because he's throwing a crappie party up there like the world has never seen. It's even bigger than last year. Waldo, tell us about this thing, Crappie Expo.
Man, I'll tell you, Billy. Hey, Branson, Missouri will never be the same when Crappie Expo 2020 hits town. So, you know, it's we've got 90 of the top crappie fishing manufacturers. We've got dealers. We got boat companies. Talking about boat companies, we got Ranger Boats, which is a title sponsor. We got Express Boats. We got Bass Cat Boats. We got Vexus Boats. We got Low Boats. Man, we got boats, brother.
And all the latest electronics, jigs, poles, whatever you're looking for.
Man, we got, talking about the tackle companies, you know, you got the B&Ms of the world, you got the Lou's of the world, you got the Mr. Crappies of the world. That is going to be on October the 30th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then Saturday, October 31st, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got concerts every day. We have a weigh-in every day. Friday and Saturday, Sunday, it's Meet the Pro Day.
KinderOutdoors.com. We've got a link to Crappie Expo and everything going on there. We just wanted to make sure everybody blocks their calendar out, Waldo. Can't wait to see you. It's going to be another huge success, I know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Bring the whole family and enjoy a good old mess of crappie, because we got the world's largest crappie fry. It starts October the 31st at 11 a.m. till we run out of crappie fillets.
Oh, yeah. You can't top that. Waldo, thank you. Wally Marshall and his Crappie Expo coming to Branson, Missouri at the end of October. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. It stops GI upset, and all of our dogs experience GI upset from time to time. Order Fortiflora from Chewy.com. They'll deliver it right there to your kennel or kitchen. Hey, is your youngster, elementary, junior high, high school, or college student, learning about hunting, fishing, and the outdoors in school? Did you know that they could be? Let's talk for a couple of minutes with Sean McClellan of the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Sean, always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Good morning, Billy.
I want to talk a little bit briefly about OTF and the success that you guys are. I mean, you need an oxygen tank. You're skyrocketing so fast. Tell me about OTF for folks that are listening today in these communities across America that have never heard of you. What is the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation?
So we, and primarily, and I just want to just jump right on this and tell you about the incredible success that we're having. But in our outdoor education program, we're reaching over 60,000 students this semester. And that's teaching everything from hunter education, boater education, archery, fishing, outdoor cooking, pretty much all of the life-adding outdoor skills. We're able to teach that right in the public and private school classroom.
It's amazing, just amazing. This thing took off just a few short years ago. And now, not only are you in over 600 schools across the United States, but you now are K through 12. You have curriculum to incorporate the youngsters, and you're on college campuses now.
And Billy, don't forget, we just launched this semester our first elementary school curriculum.
That is awesome. And I notice you're in a Native American school in the state of Washington now. That's another first for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. So the good news is spreading in a hurry. And if folks would like to enjoy the outdoor curriculum that Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation provides in their local schools, what do they do, Sean?
Contact us at gootf.com or call the office directly. And that can be found on our website as well. And anyone that's a decision maker in the school, whether it be a superintendent, curriculum coordinator, even a teacher that likes the outdoors, we can get in touch with them, and they can incorporate our curriculum into their school anywhere in the country, as we're nationally accredited. So pretty easy process, and it's easy to reach the kids with outdoor skills.
You betcha. Anything worthy and worthwhile like this takes funding, and we have a fun way of raising money at the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, and that is with a sporting clay shoot that's coming up real soon. Give us the nuts and bolts.
We have a sporting clay benefit fundraiser that's coming up on October 8th at the Dallas Gun Club, and it is title sponsored by Park City's Quail, and they've just been an incredible sponsor for us. Tons of folks around the country and the community are circling up for this to make this an incredible fundraiser. This will kick off at 2:30 in the afternoon, and we'll have live music, a quail dinner, silent auction, live auction, raffle, and outdoor-themed awards.
I was looking at some of the raffle items and auction items over the past few days, and let me tell you, even if you're not a shooter, it would be well worth your time to get in on the bidding, because you guys have come up with some pretty spectacular stuff, Sean.
Pretty incredible. The industry really rallies around us because they want to impact the just kids' lives in general, and folks with both wildlife conservation grants and just getting equipment to kids in the classroom. And to sign up for that event, they can go to our events page at gootf.com, and they can buy sponsorships, teams, or just support the foundation directly.
Yeah, an individual registration, you bet. One more time, it's at the Dallas Gun Club, which is a treat to get out with everybody on beautiful, cool October day and do a little sporting clay shooting for a great cause, the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Hey, always love watching you guys. You blasted off, and there's no slowing down, Sean. We're so proud to see what's happening with Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation.
Billy, thank you so much for your support, and look forward to seeing you at the event.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to KenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Coming up a little later at Kinder Outdoors, we're going to find out about our new nominee for the Supreme Court and her thoughts on the Second Amendment. Plus, pro angler Gary Klein talking Major League Fishing when I come back from the coffee pot.
This is Michael Waddell, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon Bow and Rifle Combo Blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
Buffalo Wool hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, "The tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon." Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and you're welcome here anytime. There's only one rule around this old camphouse. You've got to come back next time around and bring a buddy with you. You want to learn more about us, any of our pro staff? Pay us a visit at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. That's where you can win our big fall $6,000 package, hunting package contest. Read a blog, kick around a little while, hang out with us at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, I'm going to take a little trip later this fall. I don't have the dates exact yet, but I'll let you know when it is. And hey, who knows? Maybe you can come join me at Joshua Creek Ranch in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Right now, we're all very careful about where we go and what we do, and Joshua Creek is one of those places that's cleaner than my home. I mean, it's one of those places you totally trust for an incredible meal, a tremendous night's sleep, and an awesome, awesome bird hunt. As soon as I have the dates, I'll let you know, and you can meet me just outside of San Antonio, Texas, at this incredible five-star facility, Joshua Creek Ranch. It's time to get out of the house and go someplace special. Hey, you can see Joshua Creek when you visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. One of our bass fishing pros here at Kender Outdoors is a 30-time qualifier for the Bassmaster Classic. He's also one of the originators of Major League Fishing. He and Boyd Duckett put this together. And oh, what a dream they had, because Major League Fishing has overtaken the bass fishing world. Gary Klein. Gary, welcome back. Always good to talk to you. Just kind of wanted to get a wrap on the end of the year, see how you're doing, how you're holding up after all this COVID mess.
Hey, doing just fine, Billy. This has been kind of a weird season, but it's been a good season.
Yeah, good. I want to kind of get a recap on Major League Fishing as things wind down towards the holidays and on into fall. And just kind of see through it all, now that we can look back a little bit over a COVID-19 year and the major adjustments that had to come along with that, you're calling it a success. It's been a good year.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging year, but that's one thing that I've always said about our team. We're very flexible. Everybody's engaged. So we had to do, we had to navigate through a lot of the obstacles. And of course, we had some downtime like all of us had, this season. But we kind of navigated through that and got things going. We see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep, there you go. Absolutely. And a new year just around the corner. And I don't think I've ever been more ready for a new year, Gary. Get this one in the books and gone.
Exactly. And, it's like our actual our Bass Pro Tour season had ended, but now we are actively engaged in filming our cups. And the Cups are televised TV events that our Bass Pro Tour anglers qualify during the course of the season. So we just filmed a Cup last week. We have another Cup that we're filming next week, another one in November, and another one in January. So we're very, we're still engaged. These are shows that are being aired, they will be aired in 2021.
Okay, so, very good.
We're still fishing.
Yep, still going, and you will be even in the Long John weather, right on through the winter. If folks want to catch Major League Fishing on television now or online, easy to do. You're in lots of places.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we're in lots of places. The easiest thing to look at our schedule is just go to MajorLeagueFishing.com and, you know, follow the programs. We just completed airing on our Heavy Hitters tournament, and that was aired on Discovery Channel.
Very good.
Discovery, CBS, Outdoor Channel, Sportsman's Channel. But anyhow, just go to MajorLeagueFishing.com and follow the schedule.
Very good. Hey, the championship for the Bass Pro Tour is coming up in February, February 23 through 27. That is the Red Crest. Is that, with all the television stuff that you do and with the at Major League Fishing and with the Bass Pro Tour, which is more of a traditional setting, it's not a traditional format, but a traditional bass tournament setting, is Red Crest kind of the goal out of your championships that people want? That's kind of the way I see it.
Well, yeah, this is obviously it's the end of the year championship, and the anglers qualify off the point system, you know, off their performance for that season. This Red Crest, we have 40 Major League Fishing anglers that have qualified for it. The other 40 that did not qualify for it will still be at the venue, working the venue. It's going to be there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, February 23rd to 27th, and it's being held at the Tulsa Expo Square. And for those of you that are not familiar with it, it's a huge complex. It's one of the largest complex, basically, in the country that's open. We've got a tremendous amount of commitments to it right now, and we will not only have fishing, but it's also we'll have a lot of boating and hunting and camping and the outdoors enthusiasts. So we're really looking forward to that. But our format for the championship, we're going to have a lot of our anglers that will have the opportunity to attend that venue. So we're going to have a lot of seminars, a lot of hands-on with the professional anglers, education, promotion, while we watch the other ones compete during their daily qualification, you know, through the Red Crest process.
This is going to be an awesome event. And Grand Lake, which is no stranger to huge bass tournaments and championships, is going to be the water. Everybody's got to have an early eye on Edwin Evers. He won a classic up there on Grand. He's the reigning Red Crest champion for Major League Fishing. He's got some old haunts up there, Gary.
Well, I tell you, let's just first say that Grand Lake is a phenomenal lake. You know, it's one of those lakes that's a very competitive lake because it's got two main river arms that flow into it from the top side. It's a man-made reservoir, a lot of boat docks, a lot of offshore. And the time of year, February, usually it has low boat traffic. And the fishing is, that's a good time of year to catch just good quality fish. That lake is full of 4 to 6 pounders. It does have some nice ones in it, but it's got a lot of those real chunky average. So you see a lot of really nice stringers in that, you know, 17, 18, 20-pound range. And, of course, you know, with Major League Fishing format, the angler is going to be qualifying to advance to the final championship day where we'll only have 10 anglers on the water on the final day.
And that is going to be, once again, coming up in February, the 23rd through the 27th. So go ahead, make your plans now. Take that time off and come enjoy the expo in Tulsa and be a part of Major League Fishing's Red Crest. It is something to see for sure. Gary, congratulations on a great year through a tough time and a great idea. When you and Boyd Duckett leaned on the side of the boat after a tournament in a parking lot somewhere some time ago and said, I wonder if this would work, you were onto something pretty special.
Isn't that amazing? That was in 2009.
Yeah, and here we are. Hey, Gary, good talking to you as always. Go practice with your bow a little out now, okay?
Hey, thank you, Billy.
Hey, he's in the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and he's one of our pros here at Kinder Outdoors, Gary Klein. He and Boyd Duckett were the original thought behind Major League Fishing and the huge monster of a success that that has become. Things are changing for Major League Fishing. You know, they acquired FLW last year, and now they're bringing everything more in line, each tournament trail more in line under the MLF umbrella. Boyd Duckett is going to join us on the show next week to talk to us about that. Coming up, if you hunt, fish, or hike, you enjoy God's great outdoors, you need to vote. I'll be talking to Keith Marks about it with Hunt the Vote.
This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is our camp house at Kinder Outdoors. Thanks for spending some time with us. I mentioned earlier that I'm going to be going to Joshua Creek Ranch, one of my favorite places on planet Earth, down in the Texas Hill Country, do a little bird hunting later this fall. I recommend the same for you, and I wanted to let you know that they have, because of COVID-19, relaxed their cancellation policy. You can learn more when you come to kinderoutdoors.com and click on Joshua Creek Ranch. So you can book your trip, block your time at Joshua Creek with minimal risk if you or someone in your group gets sick and has to cancel. I'd love to see you there, Joshua Creek Ranch. You'd love to see yourself there too, I promise. I've invited Keith Marks to join me on the show today because it is very important that each of us as outdoorsmen and women, conservationists, vote. Keith is with Hunt the Vote. Welcome, Keith.
Well, Billy, what an honor it is to join you here. I'm really looking forward to it.
We're going to talk about some really important stuff. If you enjoy the gun range, if you enjoy the freedom that you have to share your outdoor hunting and fishing passions with a youngster, your own kids, grandkids, if you like the freedom of worshiping in the church of your choice on Sunday, there's a lot at stake in the upcoming election. And we as outdoorsmen, Keith, have a lot to say about that. Let's start with the nuts and bolts. Hunter Nation Foundation, that's your brainchild. What is Hunter Nation Foundation?
Well, Billy, thanks for bringing that up. So Hunter Nation is our parent company, parent organization. It's a 501c4, and the foundation part, the 501c3, is Hunt the Vote. And I'll tell you a little bit how it all started, Billy. Back in 2016, I was still doing television on the Outdoor Channel with WWE superstar, Texas's own Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. And I got invited to go to a small gathering, and Donald Trump was there. There were still 17 Republicans in that primary. And he said, quite frankly to me, he said, "Hey, Keith, do you want to know why politicians don't come to hunting-related events like this?" And, of course, I said, "Sure." He said, "Because hunters don't vote." And, you know, Billy, I thought that was really odd. You and I have spoken off air, and we share a lot of the same values. We talk about a lot of the issues that impact us. And I'd been around 150 campfires a night every year at that time. Hunters were all passionate about those core values. I knew they voted, but you know what? He was right. When we got the data, hunters historically don't vote at a tragically low, a third to 50%, depending on the state. Licensed sportsmen don't vote. And I'll just give you a few examples. In the state of Wisconsin, where there's over 1 million licensed sportsmen, 325,000 of those haven't voted in the last two elections. Pennsylvania, 616,000 of them. Your own state of Texas, 690,000 licensed sportsmen don't participate in the election process. And here's what's worse. A third of them aren't even registered. And think about that, Billy. Hunters and sportsmen, we know you have to have a tag. If you want to go elk hunting in Montana next year, you have to have a tag. Hunters know that. You have to have your tag. And, you know, the deadline to getting your voting tag in some states ends October 5, and it's coming up in all states. And that's why I encourage all your listeners to go to huntthevote.org, and on there, once you put in your information, sign the pledge that you're going to register and vote. It'll give you all the information you need in your own state to find out when your registration deadline is, how you can get absentee voting or early voting or your polling place, et cetera. It's a great tool. We encourage your listeners to use it, huntthevote.org. So that's how it all really started. We wanted to try to solve the problem of hunters not being active in the voting process.
It is an incredible interactive map and website when you go to huntthevote.org. We have information for you at kinderoutdoors.com where you can just click and you're there. I got an interesting email from a guy that listens to the show a couple of weeks ago, Keith. He was talking about how he is going to be in Kansas. He lives in Texas, but he's going to be in Kansas for the entire month of November, and he's not going to be here to vote, so he's going to make it a point to vote early. And he was just calling to let me know. I'm sure this happens time and time again. The election's coming up. Well, deer season opens that weekend too, so everybody's out of pocket. Vote early. Get out and vote early.
You know, we found in our research there's two main reasons that hunters are giving why they don't vote. Number one is, and this is so tragic, they don't feel like their vote matters. And that's so sad because if you look at some of these states where the 2016 presidential election was decided by a razor-thin margin, less than 11,000 votes in Michigan, 22,000 votes in Wisconsin, 10,000 votes in Minnesota, and on, a very small percent of the actual vote count is what the margin of victory or loss is, depending on who your candidate was. And so that alone ought to tell the hunters that your vote will matter. And just imagine this, Billy, that if you were sitting around the tavern in Concord that day 244 years ago and there were people saying, hey, we're going to meet the British on the bridge. And you sat there and you thought, I'm just one guy, it won't matter. Shame on you, because it took enough of those people to get up and realize that their vote to go to the bridge and defend this country mattered. And that's all we're asking hunters to do, is to simply vote your values in this November election, whether that's for your local dog catcher or whether that's for the president of the United States. Take a critical look at the candidates. Determine where they fall on the issues that most matter to you and to us, you know, at Hunter Nation and Hunt the Vote. It's God, family, country, and our hunting lifestyle. And then pick accordingly. And we're confident that if hunters will do that, they can be the difference makers in making sure these policies are the winning policies come November in all these states, not just these key swing states, in all the states. We want hunters to unite. So then when it comes time for politicians to make decisions, whether that's at the local level or the national level, on matters that will affect hunting, our voice will be heard loud and clear. And the only way that's going to happen is if hunters vote in mass this coming November.
Absolutely. And we're just reminding everyone to do that now. Huntthevote.org. Keith, you had a great idea with all of this back when you kicked it all off. And it looks like it's gaining steam. I looked and you're up to like 30% of your goal to register 500,000 voters. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, over 150,000 of these low propensity hunters have taken the pledge that said, hey, look, I'm not going to set this one out. We are going to register if we're not registering. We're certainly going to vote our values this November. And I know you have a lot of people that listen to your show all across this great country that admire you and respect you for what you're doing for the hunting lifestyle and conservation. And all we're asking them to do is just go check out huntthevote.org. If it's something that means something to you, if it speaks to you, take the pledge, sign the pledge that says you're going to vote your values.
And everybody certainly needs to vote. I greatly appreciate your time, Keith. And, hey, I'll be bugging you again before the election to check on things, see how we're going.
My friend, thanks for having me. I really appreciate all you do for hunting, for sportsmen, for conservation all across this country.
Keith Marks is the founder of Hunt the Vote. Hey, this well-appointed corner of the camp house is brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch. Burney, Texas, just northwest of San Antonio. They have world-class bird hunting there. Orvis and Beretta have recognized them for that, and their lodging and meals. Oh, the meals. But I have an Axis deer trophy in my living room. I'll just put a picture of it up at kinderoutdoors.com. Most beautiful mount you've ever seen. And he's typical of this native low-fence herd that roams Joshua Creek Ranch every year. One of the most beautiful and unique North American trophies, Joshua Creek Ranch. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
I know for a fact through the years that when my dogs were fueled up on a steady diet of Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, they performed better in the wild bird field and in field trials. I had healthier dogs with Purina Pro Plan. Pick up the Pro Plan Performance for your bird dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas. A little over a month ago, on August 20th, the Lake Erie Fisheries Research Unit was doing their annual cold water survey, and they captured a 36-inch, 21-pound lake trout. Now, that's incredible enough, but the story doesn't end there. It's the age of this fish that has blown everybody away. There was a coded wire tag revealing that that fish was 35 years old. The oldest recorded lake trout in the history of the 39-year survey. This fish was stocked from shore off Barcelona Harbor, New York, in the spring of 1986. To see a fish this size is exciting in itself, but finding out that this lake trout has been swimming around in Lake Erie for more than 30 years, avoiding anglers, surviving attacks by sea lampreys, it's just remarkable. Hey, the fish is bigger than he is, and he's grinning about it. 12-year-old Krager, holding his dream fish, a silver king, fishing in St. Petersburg, Florida. He's on the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. Check out that fish and that kid. He's happy. You'll also see Tanya Marie Little there on the bragging board. She caught and released a beautiful 5-pound, 2-ounce smallmouth bass, pitching a big bite Bates Smalley Smasher in Lake Michigan. COVID-19 has gobbled up another one. This time it's the 2020 Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. It was to have taken place at Georgian College's Barrie campus December 14 and 15. It's been canceled because of the pandemic. But they say they're already planning to make sure that 2021 is bigger and better than ever, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. The folks with Idaho Fish and Game have done a tremendous job putting together a learning series of videos, mentoring first-time hunters, some adults, some kids. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and take a look at 9-year-old Clara and her dad as they use the Idaho Passport Program to head out on their first hunt. It was a turkey hunt. And it's very well done, and it's worth your 5 minutes or so that it'll take to watch it. It's at kinderoutdoors.com. I don't know who did it, and I do hope they catch you and then throw the book at you. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is asking for the public's help in gathering information about 2 buck deer that were recently killed illegally in Salt Lake County. Officers received information about the 2 poached buck deer on September 14th. When they responded to the scene, they found 2 very large antlered buck deer dead in a field near the intersection of 8400 West 4100 South in Magna. Both deer less than 100 yards from the Bacchus Highway. A necropsy was performed on both carcasses, and it was determined that both deer had been killed by a small caliber rifle. Bullet fragments retrieved from both carcasses. It's estimated that these two bucks were killed between September 12 and September 14. And if you have any information regarding the illegal killing of these animals or any other wildlife, you're encouraged to call the UTIP hotline, 800-662-3337. Rewards are available, and you can remain anonymous and confidential if you prefer. The grotesque photo that reminds us all that poachers are not hunters is at KinderOutdoors.com. The Missouri Department of Conservation reports that a Scott County woman has been charged with illegally shooting a cow elk in Carter County November last year. Then she abandoned the carcass with no meat or other parts from the animal taken. Deborah Flanagan, 50 years old, of Chaffee, Missouri, has been charged with the shooting. You know, there's a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an intolerance to grain, an itchy coat, or maybe they're older and could benefit from added glucosamine in their diet. Pick up the Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. It's less than a year before Mike Harris's scheduled retirement. He's an Arkansas Game and Fish Commission senior technician at Sulphur River Wildlife Management Area. And he's completed a quest that's been a decade in the making, documenting the first pair of swallow-tailed kites to successfully raise young in Arkansas since 1890. With a little help from a live photo from an iPhone showing adult kites feeding a fledgling, the Arkansas Audubon Society Bird Records Committee confirmed his finding in August, and they're real happy about that. And these Cajun folks down in Louisiana are happy, too, because the 2020 Louisiana alligator hunting season has been extended to 60 days this year. It doesn't end until late in October in both the east and west zones. October 24 in the east, October 31, Halloween Day in the west zone.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSE Convention and Sporting Expo Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSE, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. And it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand? And the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, this is Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks a lot for joining us in the camp house today. We appreciate it. I'm going to get directly to my next guest because it's a pretty important conversation. This is Mark Oliva, my friend at the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Mark, I rely on your smarts. It's good to have you back. Welcome.
You're being very gracious and very generous with the term smart, but I'll run with
it. Hey, last weekend, President Trump put forth his nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. And I wanted to talk to you guys at the National Shooting Sports Foundation and see just how much you know about her. Does she have a Second Amendment history, Mark?
You know, Judge Barrett really is an accomplished jurist and really is the premier pick that the president could put forth for the Supreme Court. She has a bit of a Second Amendment history. She has ruled on a case at the Seventh Circuit where she is currently working. On a case where actually it was a convicted felon, a nonviolent felon, had admitted to his crime and had petitioned the court to get his gun rights back. He lived in Wisconsin, had lost his gun rights, and according to both state and federal law, could never possess a firearm again. Well, he wasn't a danger to society, and he took his case to the court. Now, he didn't win his case, but Judge Barrett offered a dissenting opinion in that case, where she went back to what the framers had said when they wrote about our gun rights and said there was nothing ever in the foundational documents that said that they wanted gun rights taken away like voting rights or anything else, some kind of virtue signaling way to flag somebody who was a felon. They only intended for gun rights to be taken away from people, she believes, who posed a danger to public society. So it kind of really tells us where she is when it comes to gun rights, that if she's going to really dig down into the foundational documents to understand, you know, what the framers had in mind and what the intent of the laws are, and not just kind of go with what the popular sentiment is of the day.
Yeah, I really like what I've seen from her so far, which is just not a whole lot, you know, not a lot's been revealed to us. Do you know if she enjoys the range? Does she hunt? Does she shoot herself? Do you guys know anything about that?
Yeah, well, we haven't been able to see that she's a gun owner or she hunts or she gets out there to shoot with people. You know, as much as we saw that with Justice Scalia, he was an avid bird hunter, loved to go hunting. In fact, had introduced Justice Kagan to hunting, and she enjoyed it with him. We know that Justice Gorsuch is an outdoorsman, and he has spent time out in Colorado before he joined the Supreme Court, enjoying being outdoors. But the most important thing to the firearm industry is that she's an originalist in the vein of Justice Scalia. Now, of course, she clerked for Justice Scalia back in 1997 and 1998. She said in Rose Garden that, you know, much of her philosophy and her thinking has come with that time. He certainly put his thumbprint on her jurisprudence and the way she looks at the law. And that really was so important to us in the industry because we want to make sure that we have justices and we have judges who are interpreting the law as it's written because we believe that the law really is on our side. Your right to own a gun is pre-existing. It is not something that's granted by the government to be taken away at their whim. It's a God-given right. And unless you are a danger to society, unless you've broken society's laws, you cannot be trusted with a firearm. That's your right to own that firearm, to be able to keep yourself and your family safe.
I have, from what I've seen, not seen a thing at all that they can come up with against Amy Coney Barrett as the opposition gets ready to just grill her over the next several weeks. It's going to be painful to even watch, I'm sure. But you recently made a comment to me that, you know, I want my Supreme Court justice to stand in the face of tough decisions and be able to face up to this kind of pressure and these kind of things. And I'd never really thought about it that way. I've always just thought, wow, how inhumane to treat our future Supreme Court judge, possible future Supreme Court judge like this. But it really is a test of temperament and shows us the mettle of these potential judges.
It is telling. And unfortunately, these confirmation hearings for especially conservative justices have really become a sideshow, have become a political slugfest with you know, people throwing just foundless accusations. And it really, it's not something that's even recent. We saw this happen back in the 1980s, of course, with Justice Thomas. And it was appalling then as it is appalling now. We saw it again with Judge Bork when he was nominated to the court. And has now actually become a verb to be borked on the court. And then we saw it play out a little bit with Justice Gorsuch, but we certainly saw it just in full display and just as big as you could make it with Justice Kavanaugh to the disgusting allegations that he would have participated in gang rape in high school, completely foundless accusations. And yet they were willing to put this on the congressional record and make this part of the public spectacle. And it really tells you something about what we can expect to see happen this time, because that wasn't a replacement of a liberal judge. That was, or a liberal justice. That was a replacement of another conservative justice. Now we're talking about a conservative justice who's going to be taking the place of Justice Ginsburg, who was a liberal icon. So what can we expect now? Well, we can look back to her previous confirmation hearing when she was in front of the Senate for a confirmation to the Seventh Circuit. So when she was sitting there, we saw it then with Dianne Feinstein, looked at her and said, "The dogma lives loudly within you," about her Catholic faith. And it was very telling that they were applying then, and Senator Feinstein was applying then, a unconstitutional litmus test of her faith and of her religion. It specifically says in the Constitution that you're not allowed to do that. Yet she applied that to her, and we're already seeing that play out already with Judge Barrett. We're already seeing people make accusations about how she practices her faith and how she expresses her love of God through her church and how she does that with her children. And it's telling of where we're at. It's a little bit shocking, and it should be shocking to us. But unfortunately, we've seen this happen before, and we are all bracing for it again. So it's tough to see, but again, it says something about Judge Barrett's character. She stood in the face of that. She was willing to take it last time. And she knows it's coming again this time. And I'm sure that the previous week that she spent prior with the president talking about the confirmation and him asking all the final questions before he made the nomination, this had to have come up. Is she ready to put herself through this? Is she ready to put her family through this, her children through this? I mean, she's got school-age kids. And they're going to be hearing about these accusations about their mother. And her husband's going to hear these accusations about his wife. Are you ready for that? And it's very telling when a judge will sit there and say, "It is so important to me to serve my Constitution, to serve the nation, that, yes, I'm willing to go through these foundless accusations in this mudslinging.
Well said. Mark Oliver with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We appreciate the work that you guys do every day. And as always, I appreciate your time, Mark. Always good talking to you.
It's great talking to you, too, Billy. Thanks for the opportunity.
Mark Oliver with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. By the way, if you'd like to know how various politicians vote or feel about our Second Amendment, gunvote.org. Gunvote.org. Hey, if you're traveling with your bird dog this fall to Montana, maybe blue grouse in Minnesota, or the different quail species in New Mexico or Arizona, make sure before you leave town, you stop by Atwood's Ranch and Home Store and pick up a bag of Purina Pro Plan Performance, the perfect nutrition for your hardworking bird dog. We're headed for Maine when I come back from the coffee pot. Going to visit with my good friend, Warden Chris Simmons with the Maine Fish and Game Department. You may remember Chris from Northwoods Law TV. We're going to talk moose season, COVID-19, and your future with the Maine Warden Service. Yeah, they're hiring.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. God bless America.
Crappie. Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the kazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
NASTRA.
This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Here at Kender Outdoors, we have partnered with our longtime friends at Dillon Manufacturing, Dillon Hunting Blinds, and Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, the premier archery shop on planet Earth. It's huge. Wild game processing as well, and a huge, beautiful event center. And we are going to give away a Dillon 6x6 bow and rifle combo, fiberglass, one piece, no construction needed hunting blind. The best that they make. It sits on a 5-foot tower with a ladder and a porch, handrail. It's safe, it's sturdy, it's solid. As a matter of fact, it's on display at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. So if you live in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you go out and shoot around with your bow, tune up a little bit, you'll see it sitting there with a big Win Me sign on it. It's also, you can see a picture of it at kinderoutdoors.com. We're going to give away that $4,000 blind plus a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing and Event Center. All you have to do is enter, register, do it now at kinderoutdoors.com. You can enter one time at the website, and you can enter multiple times on Facebook. When you like and follow Kender Outdoors on Facebook, you're going to get bonus entry opportunities between now and giveaway time, middle of December. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and you can register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by the beautiful Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country just northwest of San Antonio. Bird numbers in Texas, not good this year. Oklahoma, same story. You want a great hunt and all the fine amenities that go with it, you cannot beat Joshua Creek Ranch. And they have all of the precautions in place that are going to keep you safe and sound during your stay. Treat yourself. Go where you know the birds are. Joshua Creek Ranch. I'm going later this fall. I hope you do too. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Not many places on planet Earth in the fall any more beautiful than the great state of Maine. That's where my friend Chris Simmons is a game warden. You've probably seen Chris on Northwoods Law TV. Chris, welcome back. It is a busy, busy time in Maine because this week is the one-week moose season, which is, I guess, on everybody's bucket list, moose in Maine. Has everyone been behaving?
So far, from what I've heard, I actually wasn't able to be up on the first day.
but I haven't heard any bad stories yet. But unfortunately, the bad typically comes towards the end of the week when we start to see the greed and the panic kicking in. It's amazing. It's a week-long hunt, but if they don't have a moose on that second day and into the third, people are panicking and they're starting to freak out. So that's when we start to see the bulk of the violations associated with the moose hunt.
Well, maybe it will just, everybody will play nice right on through the week this year. I saw something the other day that I wanted to talk to you about, and that is the Maine Warden Service is hiring right now. They're looking for future wardens, and I thought, it'd be a good time to talk to Chris and just let folks that might be interested hear a little bit from the inside about what you think of your job and how rewarding it is.
Well, you know, this is I'm just finishing up my 33rd year as a game warden, and I have no regrets. I mean, obviously, we all have bad days, no matter what you do. No matter what you do in life, you're gonna have bad days. You know, I was 16 years old when the farm that I actually live on now, someone killed a deer out back, and that night the game warden showed up, and when he left, my dad put the bug in my ear. He says, "You ever think about that?" And I never had. Being a farm boy, you knew what game wardens were, but that game warden who was there, I asked him about it, and he said, "Jump in with me." And the first day I jumped in with him, we caught a trapping poacher, and I knew I was hooked. And the thing is, this is the way we were raised, and that's the way we were raised at home, is cheating is stealing. And I've always lived by that, and I've always enjoyed my job, like I said, everybody has bad days, but put them behind you as soon as they're over and move on to the next day. And it's just been a great career for me. And we are hiring in Maine, and we are absolutely looking for help. If there's any men and women out there, we don't care where you're from. We have a good portion of our game wardens in this state are non-residents. And we are absolutely looking. It's a very rewarding lifestyle. I'm not one of these guys that calls anybody essential or non-essential. I'm a firm believer in anybody that works for a living is essential. But what I can tell you is the resource needs game wardens. And if there wasn't game wardens, we wouldn't have resources. And it's a pretty good feeling when you go home at night where you've been able to do something to protect what's out there for everybody and the future generations to come. But, a lot of people say they wish they could be outside more. Well, if you want to be outside more, take the warden test. Preferably in Maine, but every state's looking right now, and we're having a shortage of people putting in for the positions. And I think that's kind of the police world in general right now with everything that's going on in the world. But if your heart's telling you you've always wanted to do it, then come to Maine first, and then after that, explore other states, because we are hiring and we need help right now. So
there you go. Yeah, and if you're holding off because of the current trend of what happens in the media and what's going on with our police nationwide, please put that out of your mind. Look at the long term and common sense and history and what those very essential pillars tell you, and go grab yourself a rewarding and awesome job with the Maine Warden Service. And we've got a link for you at kinderoutdoors.com. To easily get over there. COVID has greatly affected all of my warden friends, no matter where. I know here in Texas, it's kept them hopping pretty hard this summer, Chris, because a lot more people are buying a boat. They're buying a scooter. They're buying a fishing pole. Are you seeing the same thing there in Maine?
We are, Billy. As a matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to be able to find a new boat in the state of Maine right now or
wow.
An ATV. You could find one, but it's not going to be the one that you wanted. Because they're not even settling any dust on them at the shops right now. They're coming in and they're going out, and we have seen such an increase of outdoor use this summer, which is a great thing. It's a great thing, but what we encourage people though, if you've never been outside on an ATV or a boat or hunting or fishing, take the time and learn how to do it. Go with somebody. Have someone show you. Obviously, you have to have your hunters. If you're going to hunt, you have to have your hunter safety and all that. But anybody can jump on an ATV once you're over a certain age or a boat. But we're really encouraging people, and this is anywhere in the world. If you go get a boat, you jump in a boat for the first time, and you just take off out across the lake or the ocean, you're looking for trouble. There's a lot to it. And unfortunately, we're seeing we've spent a good portion of our summer covering accidents and looking for lost people that have not spent a lot of time in the outdoors. But on the outdoors, hopefully, it's introduced some people. And when this is all said and done, I'm hoping they stay outside and get away from those computer games and the iPads and all those things, and get that fishing pole and shotgun out and boat and ATV, but do it right. But do it right.
There you go.
My friend Chris Simmons with the Maine Warden Service. And by the way, he is also with the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers organization. I'm going to take a little break, but I'm going to come back and ask him about that quickly, too. Plus, maybe the most incredible moose hunting story you've ever heard. We're going to North Dakota to talk to Rick Ellingson about his big 2019 record moose and how it all happened. It's pretty wild. Hey, if you were planning to travel overseas, New Zealand, Africa, wherever, to hunt, and COVID knocked you out of that, why don't you take a look at Joshua Creek Ranch, right here in the great state of Texas. An isolated stretch of the pristine Guadalupe River in the heart of the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Axis deer, native whitetail deer, world-class bird hunting, dining, and hospitality. JoshuaCreekRanch.com.
It's Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with #2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balke is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balke and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care custody and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Our warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
We're visiting with Chris Simmons up in Maine. He's with the Maine Warden Service. And Chris, not only are you a warden there in Maine, but you also are heavily involved with the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers organization. Tell us a little bit about that.
The International Wildlife Crime Stoppers is an organization that many have heard about in their individual states. It's an international Operation Game Thief program. And it's an organization that brings us all together, all the states, and it brings the whole North America together. And it's an organization that their goal is to fight poaching. And it's an organization that I'm hoping that everybody listens. If you would take 2 minutes and go online and look up internationalwildlifecrimestoppers.org. And unfortunately, we could talk about this for hours. But again, it's a nonprofit organization, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm telling everybody listening, poaching is stealing. And the few game wardens that are out there across this country and nation, we cannot do it without the public's help. We're an organization. We have no competing interests with any other organization out there. We are the organization that fights poaching. So it's not a matter of whether you can afford to be part of our organization. It's a matter of you cannot afford not to be part of our organization if you're an outdoors person. And you don't have to be a hunter or fisherman, but if you enjoy the outdoors, look at internationalwildlifecrimestoppers.org and learn all about us and join, because we can't do it without you.
Well said, Chris, and if you would, please tell my other Maine game warden friends that Billy said hello.
Absolutely, and I know they'd say the same, and we're looking forward to having you come to Maine sometime and explore a little bit up here.
Looking forward to it, Chris. I want to come up there and do a turkey hunting show with you in those Maine woods someday. I am so proud of the fact that we're partnering now with my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch. They're easy to talk about because over my many visits there throughout the years, I've never seen a flaw. They work so hard to make you feel at home and comfortable. And they're working overtime now to keep you safe. Not only are they a safe hunting, dining, and getaway option for you, but they've also relaxed their cancellation policy too. Just in case between now and your trip, somebody gets sick, they understand. Take a good look at Joshua Creek Ranch. It starts at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, since it is the 1 week moose season in Maine right now, I want to replay a conversation that I had a year ago with Rick Ellingson up in North Dakota. Enjoy this awesome moose hunt.
Rick, good to have you on the show. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
You never know what a day will bring. You went out and shot just a mammoth moose, took this moose with your bow a few days back, and it turns out it's the new state record. And first thing I have to say to you is congratulations. That's got to be pretty thrilling.
It is. Yeah, thanks. I just got off the phone with it. Pope and Young, actually, and I was going to order a plaque, and they said it's actually the number one in the United States, at number 49 in the world.
Oh, that's my cool. Word. Oh, no kidding. Double congratulations, yeah. Man. That's huge.
Yeah.
What species of moose was this?
It's a Canadian moose.
Uh-huh. And I guess you've been hunting moose all your life for a long time?
No. North Dakota, you can only get a once-in-a-lifetime tag.
Really?
I've been hunting other big game for the past 20 to 30 years, yeah.
So how many times have you been moose hunting before this?
Never.
Never?
I've helped other guys out. My uncle got a tag here 5-6 years ago, and I helped him get one. That was about it.
Wow. This story just keeps getting better all the time, Rick. It's awesome.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the day that you took your moose, you weren't even planning to hunt, were you? It was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment deal?
Well, I was headed out. We had been watching two other pretty good moose, and I was going to put a stand up in that spot, but our river bottom had been flooded, and it was just so muddy I couldn't get it in there by myself, so I was just going to wait for my buddy to come down. He was going to help me get it in there, and this one was just standing on the bank when I was headed back upriver, and he turned and headed for the hills, and I knew of a back channel that I could go about a quarter mile away. And I ran up that with my boat, beached the boat, and jumped out. And I could see him just coming through the willows. He had no clue I was even there. And he got about, I suppose, it was 10 yards inside the willows. And it gave me about a 25-yard shot through a basketball-sized hole in the willows. And I was able to get one into his chest and got a lung that way.
Wow. Wow. What a hunt. You know, we're talking to another guy on the show today. He shot the new state record, West Virginia whitetail with his bow, big, beautiful 17-point buck. And he had hunted that particular deer for 6 years. And sometimes it happens just the opposite. You know, it happens in one morning and just worked out absolutely perfect. Tell folks the measurements, and I know there's a drying period and we're waiting for that, but the measurements of this new number one North America Pope and Young moose.
It was a 53 2/8 wide, and it ended up scoring 190 6/8.
Wow, what an incredible animal. And when you do something like this, when you achieve something like this, it's really good to have a few buddies to help, because that's a chore.
Oh, boy, I couldn't have did it without them. Yeah.
How many guys came out to help, and how long did it take you?
We had 8 guys. The moose actually went into some flooded backwater and died, and we were able to get to him with jet skis. And we pulled him out to the main river with jet skis and got him up on the sandbar. Took a bunch of pictures there and then tied him to a boat, and we were able to pull him back to the boat dock. About 6 miles, took us probably 6-7 hours total.
Yeah, it's a good day's work.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it was quite the chore.
Incredible animal, and like I said earlier, we've got the picture of Rick and his moose at bbkoradio.com. You guys were aware of a couple of other pretty healthy moose that were running around up there, and that was kind of what was in your mind when you went out. You guys didn't have any idea that this guy existed, or had there been stories? You know, you got a big guy, you got the top moose in North America walking around. That's hard to keep a secret sometimes. Had there been stories?
You know, I don't think I ever seen him, but we were watching these other ones from about 1.5 miles away from a vantage point where we could see the whole river bottom. And I just couldn't tell how big they were. I knew they were good ones. I just don't know if he was one of them or not. And I don't think so.
Yeah. My goodness. Well, I tell you, a once-in-a-lifetime license in North Dakota to hunt moose. So you're done. You cannot draw again, right?
No, I can get an elk tag or a bighorn sheep once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. And, boy, if you're going to draw a once-in-a-lifetime tag, there's nothing more you can do with it. You've fully fulfilled that tag with the absolute best moose walking around in North America. And, again, Rick, congratulations. What a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Give us a good moose recipe. You're going to have to learn how to cook moose now.
Well, I got this thing processed already, and it was 480 pounds of meat, and I got more sausage and steaks and hamburger, and you can it's going to feed us for a long time.
Well, I know seven or eight buddies that need to be invited over for a good cookout.
Yeah, come on up.
I'm talking about those guys that helped you get that behemoth out of that river bottom.
They've had plenty, yeah.
Hey, Rick, congratulations, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Not a problem.
That was a story worth repeating from a year ago. Hey, thanks for hanging out in the camp house with us today. I also want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you right back here next time around. Boy Duckett joins us next week. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.